heading west. So now I'm going to read to you bits from a few books about how they headed west to go for the gold that might be there, might not be there. Hey, you don't know till you look. And as if just looking wasn't hard enough, he first had to get the right to go look, since he was working within the Spanish system. Cortés' soldier, Bernal Díaz del Castillo, tells how Narváez, the man who would become governor of La Florida, or Land of the Flowers, had previously been commissioned by the governor of Cuba to interrupt Cortés' expedition to Mexico. Opposition to Cortés' appointment had increased in Cuba, the Spanish beachhead for such efforts. But when Narváez caught up with Cortés in Mexico, his soldiers succumbed to the gifts Cortés made them out of the wealth of Mexico. Thus was Cortés able to turn the tables and hold Narváez prisoner for 2 years in present-day Mexico City. George Parker Winship, in his book The Coronado Expedition, points out that after Cortés won the support of the Spanish king, again by gifts out of Mexico, Narváez's friends in Spain got a royal order releasing Narváez. With 2 years to appreciate Cortés's lucky strike close up, Narváez returned to Spain to ask the king for a license to himself exploring the New World. With permission granted to conquer the Gulf Coast, from Florida to Texas, all called Florida at the time, Narváez immediately set about it. Cabeza de Vaca, one of the men in the expedition, writes, "On the 27th day of the month of June of 1527, the governor, Pánfilo de Narváez, departed from the port of Sanlúcar de Barrameda with authority and orders from your majesty to conquer and govern the provinces that extend from the River of the Palms, or Rio Grande, to the Cape of the Florida, these provinces being on the mainland. The fleet he took along consisted of 5 vessels, in which went about 600 men. Stopping in Cuba just long enough to refit his fleet, he proceeded to aim for the westernmost limit of his jurisdiction, present-day Texas. But by the time he was ready and then waited out storms, etc., that Cabeza de Vaca describes, it was nearly a year later that they made it to the American continent, sighting land on April 12th. But because of a storm and the strong Gulf currents, he and his remaining 400 men arrived instead at Tampa Bay, all the while thinking they must have reached what is now Texas. Narváez pressed westward anyways, sending out 3 supply ships, which disappeared, and proceeded with the remaining 300 men and 50 horses overland. Historian Herbert Bolton lays it out. Narváez began by seeking a place called Cale, whose inhabitants, the Florida Indians, said wore golden hats like chiefs. Finding this to be false and the natives hostile, he proceeded west to about Tallahassee, also rumored of promise. Meeting more Indian hostility, Narváez and company, now 250 men, killed the remainder of the horses they had been eating for lack of other sustenance, made 5 horse hide boats, and resumed the journey by sea. They did get as far as present-day Galveston Island, but a hurricane there finished off the bulk of this force.